following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And happy, wonderful third weekend of July as we're talking about financials and finances. And how do we navigate elder care, senior care through financials? And we have a very, very special guest today that is going to be with us for the entire hour, our own wonderful favorite, Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. And hello to everyone.
We are here for the entire hour today. So that is a very good thing for our listeners that all love to listen to you. And you're so full of wonderful wisdom. And, you know, we're going to start off with, yes, we're going to get to the financial piece. But I think there's a foundational piece that we want to talk about. And that is, you know, whenever we're thinking about making these big steps in senior care, Daphne, there's a whole emotional roller coaster that happens.
Absolutely.
Tell me about a little bit about what your experience is.
So with Pinnacle, we really work at building a relationship with our families, and we work at being able to know the heart of what's going on in a family. And that takes time. And mm-hmm. It means that we meet with you. It means that we hear your story. It means that you have to have a little bit of vulnerability. But in that process, we also see the highs and lows of making logical decisions and then being very emotionally driven.
Totally.
And that is, let me just hear you, hear for everyone, hear this. That is normal.
Totally normal. Totally normal.
Don't beat yourself up. Don't think that you're losing your mind. Whether you're an adult child or a spouse, and there's disease processes advancing, this mm-hmm. is the journey.
And also, the guilt is normal.
It is.
Guilt. You know, you how feel many like you times can't make did your, I feel guilty?
Yeah. You feel like you can't make a rational decision. Mm-hmm. And this happens a lot with spouses more than adult children. But with spouses, they'll call me one day and say, okay, Daphne, I'm ready to do this. And the next morning go, nope, we had a really good night, and I think I can do another week. Let's put it off. Mm-hmm. And that is so normal. I want you all to hear that's normal. But the piece that I want you also to hear is that someone like myself or anyone on our Pinnacle team can help you walk through that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all know by now, our services are free to you, the families, and we're paid when we have an actual placement. But Pinnacle Senior Placements is more about the journey. We're more about sharing our experiences and our mm-hmm. information to help you be able to make good decisions for your family. And every family's decisions are different.
Right.
Every journey is different. So if you're embarking on needing to look at some housing, and I want to speak specifically to spouses right now. If you are feeling burned out, you're not getting good sleep yourself, you may be experiencing maybe not eating as well. Maybe you feel a little lightheaded sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're feeling some muscle twinges because mm-hmm. you've been helping somebody get up out of bed or transferring in a chair or something like that. Please pay attention to those messages that your body and your psyche is giving you. Those are things that say, I need help too.
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
That's
very good point.
That's when you need to kind of have that third party to look into your story. Now, if you have children and your children are saying, you know, mom or dad, please, we need to get someone in the home. Or, you know, mom or dad needs to move out of the home. I'm worried about you. You can have broad shoulders and a strong back in your mind, but if your family is seeing it, they only want the best for all
mm-hmm,
of you,
mm-hmm.
for both of you involved in the journey. They want the very best for you. And so try hard to be objective. Almost put yourself in a third-party position that says, if I was talking to a friend of mine and I saw these things that my children are articulating, would I be saying the same thing to my friend? And can I say them to myself now? Can
right.
I have an open mind? And that really is asking your emotional self to set aside and your mm-hmm. logical self to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are in constant conflict when you are intimately involved with someone and now you have to be their caregiver and have a different level of intimacy in terms of giving of yourself and all the promises that mm-hmm. you've made to your mm-hmm. spouse. And it is a roller coaster. Have a third party be able to do that roller coaster with you.
And you know what you're saying too is change is hard. And you know, looking at you know, all of the different roles as a spouse that you may be taking on. If you're the wife and all of a sudden the husband always handled the finances and now you're faced with, I don't even know what bills we own, or, you know, owe. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where, you know, how much money is in what bank account. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm a signer on this or if it's got my name on that or all of these different pieces. Not only is that a logistical challenge, it's also an emotional, like, wow, I have to take this on. It's a huge burden.
It drains you.
Mm-hmm.
Think about, you know, our pot of energy that we have to live and to function and mm-hmm. to breathe and to do the stand upright, all those things.
Right.
We have a limited amount of energy. And now your brain is taking on all of these added responsibilities or perceived responsibilities. And it is such a gift to your family, to yourself, to your loved one, to allow someone else, whoever that is, a best friend, a daughter, a Daphne, it doesn't matter who mm-hmm. it is, but allow someone to be your confidant in terms of, am I thinking through this clearly, mm-hmm. or is my logic or my heart mm-hmm. overtaking one or the other?
So we are talking again to Daphne Davis, who is the CEO of Pinnacle Senior Placements. And just to ground everybody back, you're that third party. Tell us a little bit about what you do to help families through this process.
Well, this is the part that I love about my job. It's helping families understand what are their highest values. How does your life look? Mm-hmm. What things do we want to maintain? And so we meet with people. You know, I
face
have face to face in people's homes, in the rehab center, in the hospital room, wherever it is, you know, Starbucks, if it's not ready to disclose mm-hmm, everything. Mm-hmm. But we meet with you and try and figure out what are the elements of someone's life in your life that need to be maintained to have quality of life?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that need to be added in terms of helping support someone through physical changes in their body or emotional changes or cognitive changes? Mm-hmm. Those are the things that we want to find out face to face. So after that's done, then we very gently help walk through the journey. And when we find out your highest values, we ask permission. You know, I'd say, Suzanne, can I remind you of our highest values as we go through this? Because sometimes the head or the heart mm-hmm. gets in the way and
very
we forget
true.
What the highest values are.
Very true.
And that's the process of being able to make an informed decision.
Well, and I think the other piece of that is, when you're talking about that, is that you guys know what to ask, you know what to look for, you understand the dynamic and the care plan from a professional level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was a daughter, I certainly remember thinking that I knew what my mother would want, but I didn't necessarily understand the process, nor did I understand the resources.
That's right.
And so therein lies the challenge of, you want to do it all as a daughter, you want to take that on, but you don't have the tools necessarily to be able to do that. And I think that's one of the things, again, you know, that emotional piece that we're going back to. I remember having to make life-changing decisions on behalf of my mother without feeling like I had all of the facts, because right. I was kind of in the dark about all of these new things to navigate. And I would like lay awake in the middle of the night thinking, I hope it did the right thing. And had I known about a Daphne back then, mm-hmm. my life would have been so much easier.
Well, one of my clients just called me this morning on the way into, mm-hmm. into Seattle here, called me this morning and said, Daphne, is there a way of getting INR checks in home? You know, my mother-in-law does not want to take the little bus over to the clinic. She feels, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a high value for her to appear to be independent. And so we talked about, how do we do INR checks, proton, Coumadin, warfarin mm-hmm. type things, mm-hmm. blood check. How can I do that without interrupting the quality and the dignity of my mm-hmm. mother-in-law's
mm-hmm.
life?
Mm-hmm.
That was a conversation we had this morning.
Right.
That's the kind of thing that,
exactly.
that a Pinnacle person can do for you.
And that's the beauty of this whole process of making sure that you do have a cheerleader and a coach and somebody that can help you navigate these difficult times. And, you know, I always look at, you know, if we knew what to prepare for at the next crossroads when something happens, we would, but we never know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. So it's living on the edge, that it's that feeling of, what's going to happen next.
That's
always at the back of your mind when you're taking care of a loved one.
Having a third party there can help you prepare for that next thought. So the scariness of change isn't as scary.
Exactly.
When you have a relationship with someone and you have built some trust.
And I think it also helps the loved one. So, for example, I would have been able to say, you know, Mom, this is what the plan is because these are the, you know, likely things that could happen in the future. And even have you help coach the families on how to talk to how to have those conversations rather than putting them right on their, you know, on them like that.
Boy, I'm smiling from ear to ear, nodding my head. I'm like, okay, yes, you're right. Because it is saying it the right way.
Right.
So that someone doesn't feel less than, pushed into a corner, doesn't have options. You're telling me what to do. I don't want to do that. You know, there's
I don't want to be kept in the dark.
That's
don't keep things from me. My mom used to say, don't keep things from me because I think that's, and it was ultimately her life. And that's getting back to what's the most important thing, which is the highest value for mom or dad or, you know, a spouse, a husband or wife. What are those values and how do we honor those in the most highest esteem and best way? And I think that's something that you can really help guide families on in that process.
It is so important because the natural role for a spouse or an adult child is not to say, hey, Dad, remember the highest value that we decided on?
Right.
That's not how language works. But a third party language works.
Absolutely.
Now, George, we talked about this and I asked your permission and this was the highest value. Has that changed? Nope, that's still really important to me, Daphne. I want to have my independence.
So families, we are here. Daphne is here. She would love to hear from you. And Daphne, why don't you give us the way they can contact you?
Two ways. One is the phone number, 855-734-1500. And then you can also go through our website, which is PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
Awesome. And Daphne will be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.